כבר מתארחים אחר הצהריים. תן שבת ותן שלום בעיר ירושלים, ותן לנו שאת מלכות כזאת שבין ארבעים. תן שלום ותן שבת בעיר ירושלים. שבת ותן שלום בעיר ירושלים. הנה שלום יורד עליי, יורד בצהור נפיים. תן שלום ותן שבת בעיר ירושלים. תן שבת ותן שלום בעיר ירושלים. תן שבת ותן שלום. שבת ותן שלום בעיר ירושלים. אור גדול הנה נדלק בראשוני עיניים. תן שלום ותן שבת בעיר.
Well, as we hear a wonderful Yom Gaon with Tein Shabbat, Tein Shalom, this is Charlie Bernhout welcoming you to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This is show number 328 already. Wow, January 18th, 2016. Yeah, I thank those of you who corrected me. I still was living in 2015. Okay, it's a new calendar year, and I hope all is well with you. And with the cold weather coming, we'll have a couple of comedy selections. Simcha, I hope that you'll be listening. All we can hope for is good health, right? And perhaps a little peace. And Paul Schneck, I hope that you're recovering and you have my wishes. A refuah shlema. Okay, let's go to Bensi and Shanker. Haven't played Bensi and for a while. I'll hear a few selections. Asher Bora. This is Bensi and Shanker.
Borra, sa sa besimcha Sazayn besimcha Chosan lechala Asher borro Sazayn besimcha Sazayn besimcha Chosan lechala Gila rina ditza vachetva Amol reyach Bol vesholoyn reyos Gila rina ditza vachetva Amol reyach Bol vesholoyn reyos Ay mi hei roi shom Ay yo reyo
Pensin Shanker. Those of you who've been following me for the few years that I've been on the air, let's see, 1977, was that 23, 33, 39? It's going to be 40 years soon. You know that I guess, what's the expression? I cut my teeth in the late 70s and the early 80s, what I always call the Big Four. I'm talking about in the non-Chazonis arena. It was Bensian Shanker, Mordechai Ben David, Avram Fried, and Shlomo Kalbach. Those were the four that had the greatest influence on me over the years. And I am so fond of all of them. I had the good fortune of meeting three, but Kalbach, I only had the pleasure of hearing a couple of times, but I had planned to do an interview with him. And it was fate, because I was trying to reach him actually 2 months before he passed away. Never got to that. That's why you have to do it while you can, that's for sure. Let's go to another Bensian Shanker selection, Mim Komcha.
Akeino Noivei Mimekai Mecha Malekeino Soifia Mimekai Mecha Malekeino Soifia We will see Anach eno elo Moivei mimekai mecha Akeino Moivei alekeinu soifia mi me koi me ko alekeinu soifia ui visi me loi oleinu ki me ha ki Anach en o'ello Mosai Ui Mosai Mosai dime
One more. This will be Kachenu with Bensian Shanker.
Kachenu, 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 Bemitzvoy Zecho, Kusen, Elkenu, Bisoy Nosecho. Yababa, Yababa.
Sabe no mi tobe
Hear from Yura Feidman. I haven't played him for a while. We've been talking about some more klezmer. This is Let's Be Cheerful. Wonderful. Yura Feidman. Recently, I played Naftali Brandwine and then Dave Tarras, and we're going to hear a couple more from Gyura Feidman, and then we'll have a few other klezmers coming up. Our next selection, Feidman, this will be the Schefer Nigun, something a little different.
Thank you.
little different, to say the least. And now the next, last piece with Feidman is Freilich of the Klezmer. Georg Feidman and Charlie Byrne. I hope you enjoyed these selections. I often wonder about this first hour. I know most of the people tuning in are interested in the second hour, but I'm always looking for some feedback. You never know. I was going to say I don't care. I don't want to stop this first hour because it forces me to constantly be going over my collection and listening to the music and deciding what I want to play. So even if you don't like the first hour, it forces me to constantly be listening, and it's a good part of my life. I don't regret it. How's that? Now, you know, we haven't had much snow, hardly any snow this winter, but it's going to be coming. And there are two selections that I usually present in my comedy presentation. I've been doing for about 30 years, presenting recordings and telling stories and so forth. And I always begin with this one classic from the album, You Don't Have to Be Jewish, with Betty Walker. And it's a classic. It really is. And let's hear A Call from Long Island, Betty Walker.
A Call from Long Island.
Hello?
Hello, Mama.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Terrible, Mama. Terrible.
What is it, sweetheart? Tell Mama.
Oh, Mama. Oh. Mama. We're snowed in here.
Oh.
The car wouldn't start this morning. I think both kids have the measles.
Oh.
The doctor can't come until 5 o'clock. I'm coming down with a cold. The freezer is broken and all the food is spoiled. And the house is a mess. And on top of that, Mama, 20 ladies from my Hadassah chapter are coming for lunch at 1 o'clock. Mama, what am I gonna do?
sweetheart, mother is here. First of all, I'll go to the supermarket and I'll pick up to eat. Then I'll take the subway to the Long Island Railroad and I'll take the train.
Oh, Mama,
please, darling, it's only an hour and a half to the bus. And then I'll take the bus, and from where the bus stopped, I'll walk the 14 blocks to your house. And for you, darling, I'll put the children to bed, and for you, I'll change the sheets, and I'll give them an aspirin so they shouldn't yell, and I'll clean up the house, and I'll cook something nice for the 20 ladies. They'll love it. Just don't worry, darling. Everything will be okay. Isn't that what a mother is for?
Oh, Mama. Thank you. I feel so much better.
By the way, sweetheart, if it's snowing and the car wouldn't start this morning, how did Sam get to work?
Sam? What's Sam?
Sam, your husband!
My husband's name is Paul. Is this Tremont 71166?
No, this is Tremont 71177.
Does that mean you're not coming?
You know, that that punchline, does that mean you're not coming? Told the over the years, you know, I've had a poker game that's been going for, let's see, from 1956, so that's 60 years. It's 59 or 60 years. And what we usually, once a month, we get together, and before we play cards, we reminisce and we tell jokes. Now, there are certain jokes, all you have to do is say the punchline. And that one is, does that mean you're not coming? And this way we know the whole joke. And Mousy Lawrence does something about the Catskills, and he talks about Danish that they steal for later. These are not for now, these are for later. So all we have to do is say, these are not for now, these are for later, and we all start cracking up. Anyway, you have to be there, I guess. Okay, now Freddie Roman does a shtick about Florida, and I think on this one he mentions the name Kirschenbaum. You should know that Freddie Roman's name was, or his stage name is Roman, but the family's name is Kirschenbaum. I only tell you that because you'll understand something that he alludes to a little later on. So this is Freddie Roman from the, this is from the show Catskills on Broadway.
Fella calls his mother in Florida. She says, hello. He said, Mom, what's the matter? She said, I'm very weak. He said, why are you weak? She said, I haven't eaten in 44 days. He said, why didn't you eat in 44 days? She said, I didn't want to have food in my mouth in case you call. Because Florida is no longer a southern state. Florida is a suburb of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Well, here's what happened in Florida. Nice, normal people from the north got older and colder. They said, we're going to Florida. And the exodus began down I-95. Covered wagons with mink coats flying. And these nice, normal people got to Florida. Something happened to them. They became wackos. For example, the entire state of Florida goes out for dinner 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The early bird special. The state bird of Florida is the early bird. And why do they go for the early bird? Because retired people are smart. They are not going to spend $5 more for the same piece of fish just because it's dark out. So they go for the early bird, but they plan that day. They get up for breakfast 4:30 in the morning. Lunch is 7:45. 3 o'clock, they're ready to kill. And how do I know? My parents moved there 16 years ago. My dad was 73, my mom 71. They bought a condominium. They got a 30-year mortgage. And we wonder why banks are failing all over this country. They moved to a community called Sunrise Lakes, Florida. Phase 3, building 95. Bell and Harry Kirschenbaum. See, when I went into show business, my whole family changed their name to Kirschenbaum. My folks were there 2 weeks. I called my dad. I said, how do you like retirement? He said, I love it. Why didn't you tell me to do it before? 2 weeks later, I called. He said, get me the hell out of here. I said, why? He said, I'm married to your mother 48 years. I'm retired 4 weeks. In these 4 weeks, I talked more to this woman than I did in 48 years. I have nothing left to say to her. Now that I talked to her, I found out I don't care for her. Well, they fight. Oh, they fight. Retired people fight. And fighting is good for them. It kills a couple of hours. And why do they fight? They're not busy. If my mother didn't change banks, she would have nothing to do.
You know, I don't know. Do they change banks anymore? I mean, is that something that people do? They used to get a toaster or whatever. Anyway, that certainly dates one. Okay, a favorite of mine. I have a lot of favorites. You know, if I'm playing it, usually it's favorites. This is an album, Country Yussie and the Stiebelhoppers. So let's hear some of the favorites. This is Nebuch of the Stiebel.
Everyone considered him the Nebuch of the Stiebel. He'd never done a single thing to prove that he was strong. His real name was Moshe, but folks just called him Nebuch. But something always told me they were reading Moshe wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in Europe. I looked after Moshe, cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Moshe. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. I ran away from trouble my whole life through. Now I know I was wrong. Claudius Royal must be strong. And son, these are my final words to you. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew. But Moshe was a gentle soul, never one for fighting. He loved to sit and learn and shoo. He had a golden heart. But then one early morning, when he came into the stiebel, he found 3 schutz in there inside, and they were tearing the place apart. Moshe's hands were trembling as he watched them from the shadows, tearing up the svarim and writing on the wall. Then he heard 6 million voices crying in the darkness. He recognized his daddy's voice high above them all. And it said, promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. I ran away from trouble my whole life through. Now I know I was wrong, Claudius Royal must be strong. And son, these are my final words to you. Sometimes Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew. Moshe walked into the shul and they all started laughing. Then one took a Torah and threw it halfway across the floor. When Moshe turned around, they said, "Hey, the Jewish coward's leaving." But they were sure surprised when Moshe stopped and locked the door. 2,000 years of silence were bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back. He let him have it all. When Moshe left the shtiebel, not a shagetz was left standing. He said, "This one's for Daddy," as he watched the last one fall. Then I heard him say, "I promise you, Dad, not to do the things you've done. Won't run away when trouble starts to brew. Now I know I was wrong. Claudius Royal must be strong. So, Dad, I know your final words were true. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew." Everyone considered him the Nebuch of the Shtiebel.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew. That's the way it is. I'm working on a new presentation. Besides my Yesler's World, it's the history of Jewish music. And as part of it, I have a section where I show maps of Europe and plot most of the major expulsions, massacres, and of course the Holocaust and the Crusades. And when you see what has happened to our people over the years, the amazing thing is that we are still here. That's for sure. What a miracle. Some of you will have the pleasure of seeing that when it gets done. It's another couple of months. The history of Jewish music, starting with the Red Sea and going till our current situation. As I view it, of course, as I view it. Okay, let's go on to Cholent. This is Uncle, no, Yossi with the Shtiebel Hoppers.
So wonderful snack. Ooh, an hour later. take men to the moon.
Cholent, country Yussi. I say Uncle Yussi. Of course, it's country Yussi. And one more from this selection of favorites from country Yussi and the Shtiebel Hoppers. This is the big Knocker.
Hello, Bubby. Yeah, this is your Anacle the Big Knocker speaking. Ich soll kommen wie die Geist kochen wo? Oh, Bobby, you know what I like. A Shabbos Tisch mit gefüllte Fisch in der little Chrein on the side. Some jolent in the pot in a kugel nice and hot. Oh, it makes me warm mit Zeit. Ay, denn die Chalutjes sind knäbel, freien sich in Beuch mit Reglech in der Zippes in der Chicken macht der Haut ab. Können trinken alle heim, bis die Kopf ist in Schamayim. Yo, yo, oh, Bobby, that's what I like. So, Bobby, was hält sich mit der Seele? No. Yeah? No. Yeah? Yeah? No. Kacke, hat verloren der Zehn. Oh, ja, bruch. Du, hast du denn etwas ein bisschen Gitter? Neues? Oh, Bobby, you know what I like. A Shabbos Tisch mit gefüllter Fisch in a little Chrein on the side. Some jolent in the pot in a kugel nice and hot. Oh, it makes me warm inside. Ay, wenn der Cholubjes die Knäbel drehen sich in Beuch wie Treulich in der Zimmes in der Chicken macht der Haut ein bisschen trinken können, trinken alle heim, bis die Kappe sind schon mein. Yo, yo, oh, Bobby, that's what I like. Tell me, Bobby, what time is Lech Menschen? 20 to 8? Und Kippen ist spät? Boah, meinst du den Mann verschlafen zu kacken, als euch schnell fuhren, als euch warten, wie es auf vorbei? Okay, Bobby, you know what I like. A Shabbos Tisch mit gefüllte Fisch in a little Chrein on the side. Some jolent in the pot in a kugel nice and hot. Oh, it makes me warm inside. Ay, denn die Cholubjes sind knäbel, drehen sich in Beuch mit Redler in der Zimmer.
Oh, Bobby, that's what I like. You know, speaking of Crane, they don't make it the way they used to. Well, if you go to the Pickle Guys, they make it fresh and it's real. It's real stuff. The watered down version, I don't think people really know what good horseradish is. Well, Crane. If it doesn't make you cry, if it doesn't have, you don't get a tear in your eye, it's not that good. Not that good. It's hard to get the real stuff, except you have to wait for Pesach when they make it fresh. Okay, Shimi Tavori coming up with Yehi Ratzon. Shimi Tavori.
יהי רצון מלך עליון, יהי רצון מלפניך, יהי רצון שר ואביון, יחד יזכו לרחמך. מתעלה שמיים מדבש ושמני הארץ, תן מכל טוב מקשב הגן, רימון זית ודגן, תמר עיניו ותאמר אצל אילה נחיה אדם וחווה נהיה ובנינו שוב שורש יקר יהי רצון מלך עליון יהי רצון מלפניך יהי רצון צער ואביון יחד עסקו
Next, we'll hear Sim Shalom from the Tzemed Duo.
Sim Shalom Tova Uracha Chesed v'rachamim aleinu ve'al kol al kol Yisrael amecha Sim shalom tova u'bracha Chen v'chesed v'rachamim aleinu ve'al kol על כל ישראל עמך שים שלום טובה וברכה חן וחסד ורחמים עלינו עלינו ועל כל ישראל ועל כל ישראל Israel amecha
chesed v'rachamim aleinu ve'al kol al kol Yisrael amecha sim shalom tovahu racha chen v'chesed v'rachamim aleinu ve'al kol al kol Yisrael amecha sim shalom tova uracha chen bat chesed v'rachamim aleinu aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael ve'al kol Yisrael amecha sim shalom tova uracha chen bat chesed
Okay, Sim Shalom, that's what we pray for, that's for sure. Well, next here, Chaim Moshe. Chaim Moshe will be singing Tzur Mishalo. Tzur Mishalo.
Mishelo achanu barechu emunai savanu veotaru ki dvar Hashem savanu Hashem azan et olamo roenu avinu achalnu milachmo umieno shati בשיר וקול תודה נברך לאלוקינו על ארץ חמדה טובה שהנחיל לבותינו רחם בחסדך על עם חצורנו על ציון משכן כבודך זבול בית תפארתנו על ציון משכן כבודך Tifratenu Yibar
Okay, Chaya Moshe, this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this hour. I just want to point out to you, if you're still listening, if you're not getting my calendar, my cantorial calendar, you should, if you love Chazonis. It's very simple. On the home page, you go back, there's a box there. You just click it and put in the information, and you'll be on the list. A couple of thousand emails going out each month with the calendar, and there's a lot happening around the world with Chazonis in the February calendar, which actually I'm sending out early because there's some new additions for the end of January. So if you want to know what's going on in the world of Chazanut, you can sign up on the homepage or just contact me, cbjmusic@aol.com. You don't have to say anything. Just say, I'm in. Okay? Just send me an email. I'm in. And I'll see that you're on the list. Thanks for joining with me, and shalom.